You are listening to Nutrition Secrets by Ryan Fernando, only on Red Podcast.
Hi everyone, welcome to the new episode of Nutrition Secrets with our most popular and revered and practical, fabulous nutritionist, Ryan Fernando. Hi Ryan.
Hey Priya, how's it going?
Wonderful. So last time we discussed about what intermittent fasting is about and why it's so effective. Today, let's talk about what are the kinds of intermittent fasting and what would you advise how to approach the entire concept individually while listening to the podcast. And if we have no nutritionist guiding us, then you are the one guiding us.
There are different types of fasting. Intermittent is one. Time-restricted fasting is another. The 5:2 approach. And the final one is alternate day eating. And my team has done a lot of research. And then there was one more that I stumbled upon, which is OMAD, one meal a day kind of fasting. So first of all, fasting is muh band karo, kuch nahi khane ka, pani pee sakta hai. That's a simple concept of fasting. I say you can drink water in fasting. I say you can have green tea, you can have black tea, you can have coffee without milk, without sugar during fasting. You can also have little bit of coconut water, which is about 100 ml of coconut water. This is from my book. But let's talk about intermittent fasting. It means eating in one window and fasting in the other window. The simplest way is a 12-12. Eat for 12 hours, fast for 12 hours. So if you eat at 6 o'clock in the morning, then you stop eating at 6 o'clock in the evening. So most people have breakfast around 9 o'clock in the morning and dinner at 9 o'clock at night. So that's 12 hours of the eating frame with maybe 3 meals or 2 meals in that frame and 12 hours of not eating at all. The better intermittent fasting window, which I've seen good biochemistry results in blood test, is with the 16 and 8 hour. Meaning, you finish your dinner by 8 o'clock. And so then you go till next morning, 10 o'clock, and there you get a 16-hour fasting window. And people do 20 and 4, which is 20 hours of fasting and 4 hours of eating. And mostly the 4-hour window is 12 noon to 4 o'clock because most people do their workout in the morning and eat immediately after that. In fact, this is another topic in intermittent fasting we should talk about is, should I work out in fasted state or should I work out in fed state? But we'll leave that for another episode. The second one is the 5:2, which I have been practicing for the longest period ever, which is 5 days eat normally, 2 days you fast. Unfortunately, nowadays, this Saturday, Sunday, earlier days I had to do Saturday, Sunday, I would tell people, we will eat ghar ka khana, accha banayega, kam khayega. But now, unfortunately, because of all the e-commerce apps, everyone's ordering from outside. So instead of doing 5:2 fasted method, now they're doing 5 days normal and 2 days bharpur khane ka. The 5:2 works, which is I do 3 days on of normal eating and 1 day of restricted eating. The restricted eating, what I do is I put a detox method in there. I do only vegetables. I don't do carbohydrates. I don't do protein from non-veg and I don't do fruits on that 1 day. So 3 days normal eating, 1 day the detox. And then 3 days normal eating and 1 day detox. During these 2 detox days, I ask people to do yoga or walking, but not heavy intensity workout. The other type of fasting that we come to is time restricted, which is people, what they do is they work with their circadian rhythms, which is the sun up and sun down. And yeah. They only take calories in. It's very similar to the intermittent fasting. It's 6 to 10 hours. And time restricted fasting is a very nice way of saying a very quantifiable intermittent fasting. So when people come to me, I'm like, hey, Priya, you're going to eat your breakfast at 8:32 in the morning and you're going to eat your lunch at this time. So we give specific times for people to eat. What happens is your rhythms of your hormonal cycles also begin to balance with your eating timing.
Right.
You see, man is a creature of habit. Man is a creature that aligns with the sunrise and sunset, the circadian rhythm. So if we work in that perspective, it will go very, very well. The other one is the alternate day fasting, which I think some people will realize they're not foodies and they can eat for 1 day, normal breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the next day they fast completely. Such people, I advise them to do hydration very well with salts, with electrolytes or coconut water with a pinch of salt in it. Know that when you take some carbohydrate, about 20 to 30 grams of carbohydrate, you will break the fast. But I have had people fasting with the CGM device, and even if they take a cup of milk tea, these individual people, their sugar levels do not go up. It remains under 80 milligrams. So what I'm trying to communicate is, if you put the CGM device, you will be able to tweak whether you can eat a small piece of cucumber or not. Or you can eat a small piece of banana and not break your fast. Most people with a fruit will break a fast. Yeah.
What should your sugar level be under? What's healthy for you?
The ideal level is you should always be between that 80 to 120 milligrams per deciliter of glucose level. There are a few issues with the glucose monitor on the arm. Is it really doesn't give you a real-time blood levels. But what it helps me is in the nutritional discipline of people. Because I used to drink orange juice, and when I put the CGM patch on me, I saw that my sugar level went up to 165.
Wow.
But if I ate an orange, my sugar level remained at 85.
Wow.
So the realization of what to do for my body in fasting is better with a CGM patch, because you're able to understand, is your sugar level going up? Is it dropping too low? If I eat this food, I get this spike. If I don't eat this food, for example, brown rice gives me a spike. But we tell, as per nutritionists, brown rice is better than white rice because of the husk covering. So there are small, small things like this.
How soon does the result reflect in the CGM? So you eat and it shows, or an hour later? How?
So depending on the glycemic index, so the sugar release of the food, something like a glass of champagne will reflect in under 2.5 minutes, because it's bubbly and it's pure alcohol, which is pure sugar, and that boom, it goes in. A tablespoon of glucose, or a sports drink like One Chase, which I've designed, which is made up with glucose and fructose, there's almost an instantaneous about 4 to 5 minute time before it rises. And there are some foods like biryani, which will give you a spike after 1 hour. Because it's digesting in the stomach, right? So it's not released to the intestine, which then absorbs the sugar into the bloodstream.
Okay.
So then we come to the alternate day fasting, which I was talking about. My team has done some amazing research. And what I'm coming about over here is that there was a significant amount of weight loss. And if people persisted on the alternate day fasting, they were losing up to 6% body weight, which is quite a lot. So if you're a 100 kg person, that's a 6 kg weight loss on alternate day fasting. But what was very interesting was that the HDL cholesterol in fasting increased.
Okay.
Now, fasting should take away cholesterol, right? But we have HDL, which is the good cholesterol. So fasting is known to improve the levels of HDL cholesterol, which is the cardioprotective cholesterol. You know, and then a lot of things that people ask me with this fasting, especially even the one meal a day and all, is if they do one meal a day, can they go berserk and eat? So I had this one person who says, I can eat non-veg, I can eat ice creams, I can eat French fries. And we did this experiment with the CGM device and blood test every 30 days. And let me tell you, doing one meal a day has to be even more nutritionally disciplined than eating three meals a day.
Yes.
The reason being is the body is expecting you to give the best quality nutrition at that moment. So yes. As I've always said in every episode, are you a tenant in your body or are you a landlord in your body? So your body is the most expensive real estate. Maybe let's begin to explore fasting. Priya, we'll take more questions in our next episode about fasting. And let's get cracking in terms of how we can eat lesser.
So if you have any questions to do with fasting, please email us. And you can always find Ryan online with the Qua Nutrition page and on Instagram, and also Ryan Coach Nutrition. This is the man who's turned around many, many celebrities into extremely healthy, gorgeous, fabulous, inspirational idols when it comes to health and getting out there and making an impact.
You are listening to Nutrition Secrets by Ryan Fernando, only on Red Podcast.